Joe Biden says he's of the view that the conduct of the response in Gaza has been, quote, over the top. He's got over the top boxes of classified documents stored in his garage. I think Joe Biden is in over his head. He's over 80. I'm of the view he's over the hill. He's the old man yelling out his window, hey, quit that racket. Keep that racket down. Keep it down out there. I'm trying to sleep. I'm trying to go rest in peace. I'm of the view Joe Biden is over. The leader of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar, is still armed and dangerous at large. Until the IDF has his head, takes off his top, the response has not been over the top. The IDF is actually searching for Hamas over the top of the ground and below ground simultaneously. For your information, Joe Biden, it's above ground and below ground simultaneously. That's the first time that's ever happened in a war. First time it's ever been done. First time it's ever been accomplished. So it's actually been over the top and below the bottom simultaneously. For your information, Mr. President. But I also just saw a clip of Joe Biden saying Hamas's response to hostage negotiations has been a little over the top. So clearly he just likes saying this thing a little over the top. He's going around calling everything a little over the top right now. He's going through a phase. This is his over-the-top phase, where he goes, oh, that's a little over-the-top. It seems a little over-the-top. No matter what you say to him, it's a little over-the-top. He also forgot the name of Hamas. The name Hamas during this interview, so there's also that.
Some movement, there's been a response from the opposition, but yes, I'm sorry, from Hamas, but it seems to be a little over the top. We're not sure where it is. There's continuing negotiation right now.
This was recorded first. So Hamas is over the top. Israel is over the top. Sounds like we got a spillage situation. We got a spill. Clean up on Pennsylvania Avenue. It sounds like Joe Biden needs a nap. It's all a little over the top for him right now. Why doesn't Joe take a nap and let the IDF finish Hamas and rescue the hostages? Gaza's getting cleared out. It's fucking spring cleaning time. The IDF is cleaning out those dust bunnies. Those terrorist dust bunnies. The IDF has caused less destruction in Gaza and less civilian casualties than the United States caused in Iraq when they're fighting ISIS, which still hasn't been fucking defeated. The United States has spent years trying to destroy ISIS in Iraq, completely obliterating Iraq in the process. Joe Biden thinks Israel is going over the top, spending a couple months destroying Hamas in Gaza. Give me a fucking break. Israel still has like 100 hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. So fucking give them a break for trying to rescue their people, their children, their grandparents. Fucking asshole. Is Joe Biden running for governor of Michigan or president of the United States? Is he running for the mayor of Dearborn or the commander in chief? He only had this press conference to come out and tell people that he wasn't going to jail for mishandling classified documents. You didn't have to go all anti-Zionist on him. It was past his bedtime. And the only reason he's not going to court is because the special counsel thought that the jury would just see him as a, what did they say, a lovable old man. Here we go. Our investigation uncovered evidence that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. These materials included marked classified documents about military and foreign policy in Afghanistan and notebooks containing Mr. Biden's handwritten entries about issues of national security and foreign policy implicating sensitive intelligence sources and methods. FBI agents recovered these materials from the garage, offices, and basement den in Mr. Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home. However, the reasons summarized below, we conclude that the evidence does not establish Mr. Biden's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Prosecution of Mr. Biden is also unwarranted based on our consideration of the aggravating and mitigating factors set forth. He used these materials to write memoirs, published in 2007 and 2017, to document his legacy and to cite as evidence that he was a man of presidential timber. So his fucking ego. He wanted to write a memoir about his own self. So he thought, let me take all this shit that says what I did so I can remember what the fuck I did, so I can tell everybody what the fuck I did and how fucking awesome I am. How I can be real president next time. Fuck this vice shit. After his vice president, he said, oh, I'm taking all this fucking vice president shit. And I'm going to go home, write some fucking memoirs. Bitch, I'm going to come back and be president of this shit. I'm going to take all this vice president shit, go home, chop it and screw it, and come back on some president shit. I guess Donald Trump took classified documents too. Fact was, he was president, so he, I guess, could declassify documents. I don't know. And he was like keeping them in a ballroom as opposed to a garage. It does look better. There's less like broken lamps and shit around. Ballroom looks kind of nice compared to this, I gotta say. Nobody wants to see anybody's shitty garage. Nobody's shitty garage looks good at all. That's the worst looking thing. The optics, as they say, are really just atrocious. The optics of an unfinished garage. The optics of an 80-year-old man's unfinished garage. The only worst place to keep classified documents would be like literally in a toilet. In a trash can. In the street. In the middle of the street. When Biden was asked about keeping classified documents next to his Corvette, he was like, well, the Corvette was inside the garage. It wasn't like out on the street. Are you fucking kidding? I would hope not. Keeping the classified documents in the sewer inside of a storm drain. He's like, what, do you think I don't take care of my Corvette? What, do you think I keep my Corvette outside? My Corvette is locked, dude. My Corvette is my fucking prized possession, bro. It's a fucking Corvette. Where else should I keep the classified documents? Wouldn't it next to the Corvette be like the safest place? Maybe not in your garage. You're the fucking vice president. Don't you have like a safe or something? Maybe in an office. I guess he had some in an office too. Dude had classified documents coming out of his ears. Really, the more damning piece is about his mental health, because that's why they're not considering a trial, why they're not proceeding with a trial. It says, we've also considered that at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview of him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Based on our direct interactions with and observations of him, he is someone for whom many jurors will want to identify reasonable doubt. It would be difficult to convince a jury that they should convict him by then a former president well into his 80s of a serious felony that requires a mental state of willfulness. Yes, the serious felony requires a mental state of willfulness. You know what else requires a mental state of willfulness? Being president, I think. Doing anything, I think. You gotta have a mental state of willfulness to do anything. You have to have the will to do anything. So, this is really, really bad for Joe Biden. Also, during the press conference, he confused the president of Egypt with the president of Mexico. And he forgot who gave him this rosary bracelet commemorating his son's death when he was trying to convince us that he remembered his son's death, because the special counsel report said he forgot his son's death. This shit is so fucked up. He was like, are you fucking kidding me? I remember my son's death. I have this bracelet from...
God damn it.
And Donald Trump might still go to fucking jail for the insurrection on January 6th of fucking 2020 or whatever the fuck year that was. 2021. January 6th, 2021. After the 2020 election. Of course. He's already not on the ballot in Colorado because of that. And some other lawyers are racing against the clock to get him charged for that before November. Insanity. Some two choices we got. Some choice. It's like the opposite of Sophie's choice. They both suck. They both have taken classified documents home. They're both old men losing their minds. They're both assholes. What's to like? That Marianne Williamson lady dropped out. I think Nikki Haley is our only other hope at this point. Our only hope. Help us, Nikki Haley. You're our only hope. You're our Luke Skywalker. Or Obi-Wan Kenobi. Or whatever the fuck. Not that into Star Wars. Donald Trump did start Space Force. That's kind of a plus. That's something to like. I love Space Force. The Space Force is fucking sick. I don't know anything about it. Is it even real? Did it do shit? I'm gonna look into that. It's about to be a fucking deja vu of the 2020 election. And Donald Trump's gonna start a fucking another coup. Mark my word, I'm predicting it now. He'll lose again, start another fucking coup. Or maybe Trump wins this time and Biden starts the coup. We'll see. Either way, we're fucked. another big loser of the week, Tucker Carlson. Man, he's getting what he wants, though. He's getting so many fucking views on this Putin interview. It's fucking insane. I hate that he's kind of winning. It's a big L, though. It's such an L. Are you interviewing Putin? You barely even interviewed him. You just let him talk. You just let him walk all over him. You just let Putin use his platform. He whored out his ex profile to Putin. He whored out his ex profile to Vlad. He's a cuck. Tuck the cuck. Just let Vlad use his platform. Vlad's bitch. Carlson didn't ask Putin about any sort of war crimes. What this was a plea from both of them to get America to stop funding the war in Ukraine. Because Tucker doesn't want to spend any of his own money. And Putin doesn't want his opponent to be funded. So that fucking Venn diagram puts them together, butt fucking each other. Carlson thinks Putin is a honest Christian man. He asked him how he could possibly kill people as a Christian. Are you fucking kidding, Carlson? You have no idea who the fuck Vladimir Putin. He's the hardest fucking, coldest fucking gangster there fucking is. His blood is frozen solid. He's a cold-blooded killer. He uses Christianity. He wields Christianity as a weapon rather than a faith. Do you know how fucking cold it is in Russia? They have bears there, and they turn them into coats and hats and shit. It's snowy. It snows. It's a fucking winter wonderland. So my guy Vlad is cold-blooded duck. Cuck. Tuck the cuck didn't ask about Russia's use of abduction, torture, or sexual violence in war. This must have slipped his mind. Well, he was just having so much fun. Just giggling his butt off with his butt buddy. Tucker was like, let's talk to Putin. We never hear this guy talk. You never hear this guy talk because he speaks fucking Russian. You hear a translator talk. You do hear his translator talk, and you do see Putin on the fucking news. Remember when he was talking about denazifying Ukraine, the country with the Jewish leader? Get the fuck out of here. Tucker's dumbass would just sit there smiling like an idiot while Putin completely inverts history for 2 hours. Tucker sits there like a fucking school kid. Like a fucking schoolboy in his prep tie and blazer. Getting reprimanded for speaking up out of turn and shit. Putin was like, are we gonna have a conversation or a fucking talk show? Shut the fuck up. Tucker like giggled and shut up. Well, he said thank you. He giggled, said thank you, and shut up. Tucker is the ultimate privileged white American man. He's got no fucking concern for what Ukraine has been through, what the Ukrainian people have been through, the women, the children, as I said, the abduction, the torture, the rape. The years of horrific war that Russia has brought on to them. He seems to forget that Russia was the one who invaded the Ukraine. And he is open for Russian brainwashing. Let's go. Go right ahead, Putin. Tell Tucker why you want him to stop funding your opponent, and he will listen. He will obey, because he's Putin's puppy. He's a good boy. I mean, come on, there was so much giggling in that interview. It looked like a fucking first date. And it was going well. They were going to have a second. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Fishbowl. Please write into the show. Your comments or questions might just get read on the show, or I might say this is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life and can never see the light of day. Email me at Spencer@comedyclubLOL.com. Peace.